Welcome to New Life Assembly of God Media Ministry. We are glad that you are here. We believe the Word of God is relevant and life-changing, and we hope you can be blessed by this message.
We are continuing our series tonight, Anxious for Nothing. Anxious for Nothing, and tonight's message is titled, Pray About Everything. Pray about everything. Turn with me, if you will, to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. I read the story of a woman who kept a box in her kitchen that she called her worry box. And whenever she was troubled about something, she said she wrote it down on a piece of paper and she stuffed it in her worry box. She promised herself that she wouldn't worry about her problems as long as they were in the box. And this allowed her, she said, to put her troubles out of her mind because she knew that they could be dealt with later. Sometimes she would actually take out a piece of paper and read it at a later time, a concern that she had written down, only to realize that the thing never happened or that she could find a better solution. But many times she discovered that the worries she stuffed in that box no longer even existed. Even though stuffing her worries in a box may have helped her, how much better is it to place our worries in the hands of a loving and all-powerful Lord? Amen. This is our third message in the series, Anxious for Nothing, and we've been talking about the fact that we all struggle with anxiety at times. Amen. Research indicates that in 2021, more than 4 out of 10 Americans reported experiencing anxiety disorders. So that's not just an occasional worry, but this is where it is a chronic problem, where they're constantly worrying, they're anxious, they're stressed out, and those are the ones who recognized that they had a problem and were willing to admit it. 4 out of 10, 40% of the population has chronic anxiety. Can you imagine that? And those are the ones, like I said, willing to admit it or who have recognized it. But all of us experience anxiety to some degree, and some are probably experiencing it right now. One writer states, there is nothing more prevalent in this age in which we live than the increasing problem of worry. And worry is a powerful force, he said, that disintegrates the human personality, leaving us frustrated, puzzled, baffled, and bewildered by life. Sometimes, he wrote, you hear the expression sick with worry, and anyone who has experienced it knows that it is not an empty expression, that you can literally become sick with worry. Especially during these very chaotic and uncertain times in the world, we can become consumed with anxiety and fear. So what are we to do? How can we free ourselves from the destructive grip of anxiety? And thankfully, God is not silent on this subject that touches every life. There are many passages of Scripture that address the problem of anxiety, worry, fear, and uncertainty in Scripture. But one passage in particular gives us a clear prescription to cure anxiety. And that's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. The Scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, we've been looking at this passage of Scripture for the past two messages in this series, and the first part of the passage that we looked at was be anxious for nothing. We saw that it's actually a command, and we saw how we can obey the command and find peace by focusing on God's promises, God's power, and God's purpose for our lives. That was the first message in this series. Last week, we saw that we can free ourselves from anxiety and experience peace by rejoicing in the Lord through trusting in who he is, in his word and his plan for us, and looking for and celebrating his goodness in our lives. Because no matter what we're going through, if we will look for it, we will see the hand of God at work. We will see his goodness. Amen. Now, in this third message in the series, we're going to look at another practice that will enable us to experience the peace that passes all understanding. Wow. The peace of being anxious for nothing. And that is the practice of prayer, the practice of prayer. Max Lucado states, the path to peace is paved with prayer. The path to peace is paved with prayer. That's the cure for anxiety. One writer expressed it well, saying, peace happens when God's people pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paul lays out several principles of prayer that will enable us to be anxious for nothing and experience God's indescribable peace. The first principle is this: if it's important enough to worry about, it's important enough to pray about. If it's important enough to worry about, it's important enough to pray about. So what we need to do is we need to replace our anxious thoughts with fervent prayers. Every time a worry comes in, we need to turn it into a fervent prayer. Someone said prayer is a summons from God, a call from God to be anxious for nothing. You can't just stop worrying by sheer willpower. Because the more you tell yourself not to worry about something, guess what? The more you tend to focus on whatever it is that you're worrying about. It's like they say with children, you know, if a child is running down the hallway and you want them to stop running, you don't say don't run, because the last thought you put in their mind is the word run. What you say is walk, because you're implanting in their mind that that's the behavior that is desired. So if you tell yourself don't worry, you're implanting in your mind that worry. But if you'll tell yourself to trust the Lord and to pray about it, then that's what brings change. So you can't just focus on saying, I'm not going to worry, I'm not going to worry, I'm not going to worry, because that tends to reinforce the worry. You have to replace your anxious thoughts with prayer. Another writer states, anxiety consumes, it commands the breath of our thoughts and fills them with dread. Unfurling its scroll of worst case scenarios, it extinguishes hope and it pummels our faith. And a favorite tool of the enemy is worry, because it's effective in silencing God's voice and trumpeting our fears. So it becomes a loud voice in our head, worry does. And that silences the voice of God. When we're hit with the cares of this world, it's hard to avoid anxious thoughts. And our God knows this. So he says, do not be anxious about anything. Now, that doesn't mean that we'll never feel anxiety. In fact, the very fact that he's saying, don't be anxious, he recognizes that we get anxious. Amen. This verse is telling us what to do with our anxiety when we experience it. We need to give it to God. We need to give it to God. We need to pray about everything that concerns us. To be anxious about nothing, we need to pray about everything. To be anxious about nothing, we need to pray about everything. Paul says, in everything. Be anxious about nothing, in everything, by prayer and supplication. In everything, by prayer and supplication. You know what? That means there's no problem too big or too small to bring to God in prayer. In fact, in 1 Peter 5:7, the scripture says to cast all of our cares, or to give all of our worries to God. Why? Because he cares about you. Now, we can try to carry all of our worries ourselves. We can bottle them up inside, and we can end up with a nervous breakdown or depression or anxiety disorder. We can end up with some physical illness. We can become irritable, frustrated, short-tempered with others, or we can turn every worry into a prayer. If you're worried about your children, pray that God will protect them. Pray that God will reveal himself to them at an early age. Pray that God will save them. Pray that if they're backslidden, that God will draw them back unto him. Pray about them instead of worrying about them. If you're concerned about your marriage, pray that God will work in you, that he'll make you the wife or the husband he's calling you to be. Pray that God will give you the wisdom, the grace, the patience, and the love that is needed to relate in a positive way with your spouse. If you're worried about your health, pray to the great physician to minister healing in your body, to give supernatural wisdom to the doctors that are caring for you, to anoint the medicines and treatments that they have prescribed, that they will be supernaturally effective in your body, and to give you strength to do your part If your part is to diet, if your part is to exercise, to live a healthy lifestyle, pray that God will give you the strength and the discipline to do your part. Instead of worrying about your health, turn it into a prayer. If you're worried about your finances, pray to the one who feeds every bird of the sky and every animal of the field and say, Lord God, I know that everything belongs to you. I know that there is no shortage. There's no economic problem in heaven. And you have promised in your word to supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. And so I'm believing you, Lord God, that you are going to meet my need. Turn every worry into a prayer. Give all of your cares to God. God, because he cares for you. One preacher shared that when he was younger, a family member told him about a teenage boy who asked for prayer in church. And he laughed that someone would ask for prayer for something so trivial as what this little boy asked for. He thought prayer should be reserved for the big things in life. But the preacher said, I had to repent when I remembered Paul's words. In everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And Peter's words, give all of your worries, not just the big stuff, give all of your worries to God because he cares about you. And that preacher said, I serve a God who's big enough to help in the big situations of life, and he cares enough to help in the small things that concern us. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we don't just come to God with the big stuff in life. God wants us to trust him with everything in our life because he cares even about the details, the small things in our life. So big or small, God cares about whatever concerns you. The famed church leader Martin Luther said, pray and let God worry. I think that's a pretty good principle to live by. Amen. Pray about everything. Give it to God. And when you give it to God, it becomes his problem to worry about. Amen. And in exchange, he'll give you his peace. Amen. He'll take your problem, your worry, Amen. And he'll give you his peace. Amen. That's a good exchange, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. Now, the second principle we see is that anxiety comes from trusting in what we can do. Peace comes from trusting in what God can do. Anxiety comes from trusting in what we can do, and we are so often limited to be able to do anything in the situations that we face. But peace comes from trusting in a God for whom nothing is impossible. Amen? So ask God for help, knowing that there is absolutely nothing that he cannot do. Anxiety has been defined as the fear of things that we cannot control. The unknown, the future, the outcome of problems that we're facing, that's where anxiety comes from. And you know what I've learned? I've learned that we have control over absolutely nothing. It was a lesson that really God started to teach me when I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And it's a lesson that I have learned over and over again the past several months dealing with my mother's situation. We have control over absolutely nothing. But isn't it wonderful that we serve a God who loves us and he's in control of everything? What's that song? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He does. I'm not going to sing any more of it because I know I'm sure to go further off key than I already am. But he's got the whole world. And there's another part of that song that says he's got you and me in his hands. Isn't it wonderful to know that we serve a God that has us in his hands and there is nothing that's outside of his control? Amen. But you know, we so often worry because we want to do something. We want to do something about our problems. We want to fix our situation. We want to avoid problems down the road. So we want to secure our situation. But in most cases, there's absolutely nothing that we can do. It's out of our control. But prayer is the one thing that we can do that can make all the difference. Worry won't make any difference. But prayer can make all the difference because we are surrendering whatever it is into the hands of a God for whom nothing is impossible. When we pray, we are inviting God to work in the situation, and there is nothing that he cannot do. Someone said, prayer redirects our attention from the all-consuming problem to our all-powerful God. Hallelujah. There's a song that we used to sing. I'm not going to try and sing this one for you, but we used to sing it years ago, and I still love it. It says, bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. You know, there's a lot of things in life we can't see coming down the pike.
That's so true. Go ahead,
but God is bigger. Amen. Whatever comes, God is bigger. And prayer redirects our thoughts to the God who is bigger than all of our problems and all of our fears, bigger than what we can see before us and bigger than the stuff that we cannot see. Whatever we're worrying about, it may seem so big to us. But let me ask you a question. What is big to God?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's right,
Pastor. As the prophet Jeremiah said, "Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth. Is there anything too hard for you?" I mean, if he created everything, that's a big God. Amen. So is there anything too hard for you? And in this passage of scripture in Philippians chapter 4, it's interesting that Paul actually uses three different words for prayer. And they're all related, but they express a different, a slightly different nuance with each word. Prayer is the first word he uses, pray about everything. And it's a general word. That word prayer is a general word that involves all of our communication with God. It includes everything that we ask of God, but it also involves thanksgiving. It involves worship. It involves spending time in God's presence and just pouring our heart out to him in love. All of that is involved in the word prayer. It's a more general term. All right. The next word he uses is supplication, or another word for supplication is petition. It speaks of someone who humbly presents their requests before God with the expectation that he will answer. In James 5:13, James uses this same word, supplication. It's translated as pray, but it says, "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray." You should supplicate God. You should come to God. The word supplicate means to ask for help, to humble yourself and ask for help. And when we go through difficulty, God encourages us to cry out to him and ask for help. To say, "God, I need you. God, rescue me. God, help me. God, intervene in my life." It's a prayer of humility that says, "I can't, but you can, and I need you, God." Hallelujah. God is telling us that the first thing we ought to do when we are weak, when we are facing hardship, when we're suffering in any way, is to come to his throne of grace and ask for help in the time of trouble. Amen? That's supplication. And then the third word that Paul uses is to make our requests known unto God. Now, the word request speaks of a specific prayer. So supplication, we're asking for help. Intervene. Help me, God. Rescue me. But requests, we're asking for something specific. We're asking God for what we need. And it comes from the Greek word for ask that is used in 1 John 5:14 and 15. It says, "This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask," or request, it's the same word, "if we request anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask or request, we know that we have the very things that we have asked or requested of him." So three times this word request is used. So we need to pray specifically about everything that concerns us. Sometimes we're anxious and we may not even be clear why we're feeling anxious about something. So we might need to ask the Lord, "Show me specifically what is causing me to feel anxious, what is causing me to feel this sense of fear." And when he shows it to us, then we need to pray specifically for that. In Luke 18, this is an example of making a request, a specific plea to God. There was a blind man crying out to Jesus as the crowd surrounded Jesus. He's walking on the road to Jericho. And the blind man cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, that's a supplication. He's asking for help. Jesus, help me, basically. Okay? But then Jesus presses him to make a request. So there was supplication, but Jesus presses him to make a request. He has the man brought to him, and he says, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" Well, duh, Jesus, can't you see that the man is blind? Obviously, he wants his sight. Well, is it that obvious that that's what he was asking for? Maybe he was just saying, God, give me strength to endure my situation. Or maybe he was saying, God, I'm a beggar. Provide food for me today. Or any number of things. God wants us to be specific. Amen. So Jesus presses him, what is it that you want me to do for you? And the man said, the man was specific. He said, Lord, that I might see, or that I might receive my sight. And you know what? Instantly, Jesus restored his sight. This is the confidence that we have. If we ask specific request, anything according to his will, we know healing is his will. He has promised it to us time and time again in his word, that if we ask, request anything according to his will, that we have the very things, not something else, but the very things for which we've asked. Amen. God wants us to be specific. When we ask specifically, it's an opportunity to see God work. And when he answers specifically, our faith grows. If we pray some kind of nebulous, generalized prayer, then we never know whether God answers us or not. But when we pray specifically and the answer comes through, then our faith grows and God gets all the glory and the honor. Amen. So when we call our fears by name and surrender them to God, it puts them in perspective and it reduces them to a small challenge in the hands of an all-powerful God. I read about a recently licensed pilot who was flying his private plane on a cloudy day. And he was not very experienced. You know, small planes, they don't have the radar that the big planes have. So they have to fly by instrument readings, especially when it's cloudy because they can't see. And so he was a recently licensed pilot, and he wasn't very experienced in instrument landing. And so when the control tower was trying to direct him in, he began to get very panicky because he couldn't see the runway. He couldn't follow the instruments to know how high he was and how to come in. And a stern voice came over the radio and said, you just obey our instructions. We'll take care of the obstructions. Wow. Folks, if we just obey God's instruction to pray, he'll take care of the obstructions before us. Amen. So he's saying, don't panic, just pray and I'll take care of the rest. Amen. Now you can't beat that promise. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. And peace happens when God's people pray. Peace happens when God's people pray. In an article entitled Monsters in Your Closet. Remember, you know, kids often think there's monsters in their closet or on the bed or something. So the article is entitled Monsters in Your Closet, Killing Anxiety with Prayer. That was the tagline to the article. So Monsters in Your Closet, Killing Anxiety with Prayer. And the author writes, when I suggest prayer as an antidote to this type of fear, I'm not talking about simple invocations uttered in the heat of the moment, and Paul wasn't either. When he's offering the peace of mind that comes from a prayerful life, ongoing dialogue and communion with God that doesn't ever stop. So what he's saying is, you know, this peace that God promises us is not just about a momentary, oh, God, help me fix this problem, but it's about cultivating a lifestyle of bringing everything to God in prayer, trusting God. And as we trust God, we walk in his inexplainable Amen. Peace. It's not just a momentary peace, but it's a peace that we walk in every single day when we cultivate that relationship with God of turning everything over to him in prayer. So when we genuinely reorient ourselves heavenward, we establish patterns in our thinking that in time begin to seek God first in every situation. Because you have to change the patterns of the way you think. Our old patterns are, we worry in every situation. But when we cultivate this kind of praying about everything and communicating with God about everything, it begins to change our thought patterns. And instead of worrying first, we begin to seek God first. Instead of resorting to worst case scenarios in our thinking and resorting to dread, we turn to faith Amen. In God. And when prayer becomes your lifestyle, we'll begin to experience the reality of being anxious for nothing and having our heart and mind guarded by the peace of God that passes all understanding. I read about a man named Bill who was trying to remove a stubborn stump in his yard. No matter how much he tried to pull it out from whatever direction he tried, it would not come out. His dad showed up sometime later and just stood in the yard and watched him for a while. Bill looked at his dad and he tried harder. You know, sometimes you want to impress somebody that's watching. So he tried harder to pull out the stump and still it wouldn't budge. Nothing happened. His father shouted, "Bill, I know what's wrong." Bill looked at him and said, "Really? What? You're not using all your strength." Bill was offended at his dad's word. With sweat streaming down his face and his body, he said, "Really? Really, Dad? I've tried with all of my strength to pull this stump. How could you say that I'm not using all of my strength?" His father smiled and said, "Because I'm right here and you never asked me for help."
Well, go ahead, Pastor.
That's it. You see, Bill was not alone. He had his father to help, but he failed to call upon his father's strength to help him pull the stump up. And that is so much like us. We worry and we're filled with anxiety and we're trying to do all that we can, exhausting ourselves to fix our problems and to secure our future, that situations won't happen that we're worrying about, and nothing changes. We expend time and energy and still nothing works. And our Heavenly Father sits on his throne watching, just waiting for us to ask and say, "You're not using all your strength, because I'm right here and I'm the Almighty God." Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. And that's why we can be anxious for nothing. If we pray about everything, we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. And he is the Almighty God. When we cry out to him, his strength will be released to move on our behalf. So tonight, as we close out, I want to encourage us to make a fresh commitment to pray about everything, to turn every worry into prayer, and to make prayer a lifestyle, as well as praying specifically about the things that worry us. Yes, we need to pray specifically about the things that worry us, but we need to cultivate that lifestyle of prayer so that we can walk in peace, so that we can walk in peace. And if you don't already have a daily prayer time, I want to encourage you to make a commitment to start praying 15 minutes a day.
Amen.
5 minutes in worship, 5 minutes in his word, and 5 minutes in petition and prayer and talking to God. 15 minutes, worship and thanksgiving, his word, and prayer. So if you don't yet have that habit, make that commitment today. You say, "Well, Pastor, I already pray an hour a day." That is wonderful. That is great. Let's recommit to that. Let's make a fresh commitment to that. Amen. So if you're willing to make a commitment in either of these areas, would you just stand to your feet right where you are and at home as well, and just make that commitment to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray about everything, and I'm going to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer so that I can walk in the peace of God. Just talk to God yourself. He wants to hear your words and your heart as I pray over us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you care about us and you don't want us to be filled with worry and anxiety, Lord God, but you want us to walk in peace, Lord. Thank you for giving us very practical instructions in your word, how we can experience your peace. Father, as we've learned from your word tonight, let us be not just hearers of your word, but also doers. So let's apply your word to pray about everything. So tonight, as we stand before you, we make a commitment that rather than worry, every time a worry pops into our head, we are going to turn it into a prayer, Lord God. And Father, not only are we going to pray about every worry, but we make a commitment or a fresh commitment tonight, Lord God, to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, Lord God. so that we are walking in close fellowship with you and we can experience your continued peace guarding our heart and our mind. For some of us, that commitment is to start 15 minutes a day in your presence, Lord. For others of us who already have established prayer life, we just stand before you tonight and we recommit to daily spend time with you and not to allow the distractions of this life to keep us from you. Father, we make this commitment, but we realize we need the help of your Holy Spirit. So, Father, long after the service is ended, help us by the strength of your Holy Spirit to fulfill the commitments that we make tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for coming. I hope the message was a blessing to you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you for joining us today. If you were blessed by this message, would you consider giving a gift to help support our ministry? You can text any amount to 954-516-1522. That's 954-516-1522. Thank you, and we hope you will join us again.